We're going to just start with a bit of a short clip. It's a bit like British focus, but British centric, so sorry about that. But
cycling, the athletics, the boxing, the diving tonight, and so many other sporting highlights. London has done us proud.
Great Britain's first gold medal of these Olympics.
I'll never when you miss me, well, I'm unhappy too. Oh, please don't you forget me, I am so in love with you. Yeah, it won't be long now, even though I know. I seem to leave my heart behind me every time I go.
Dreams do come true. Champion.
Wish I was in London. That's where I want to be.
Olympic gold.
That's where I want to be.
The crowd were absolutely incredible. This is what I've dreamt of my entire life.
You look up to the crowd, every seat's taken and it's filled with Union flags, and I'm just so blown away.
Unbelievable. I've never seen people like it. Unbelievable. Dream come true.
It's been an amazing experience, and listening to a crowd like that makes a difference.
I've dreamt about it for ages, and the crowd has just been amazing.
You little beauty.
It feels so tired, lonely, I'm thinking of you, lover. I wish you could console me, but maybe when it's over.
Both Brownlee brothers on the Olympic podium.
I'm gonna call that number, so far across the sea.
Penny, you Olympic record.
Unbelievable experience of my life.
Actually, I make no apology. Anyone else got goosebumps? I love that. Now, I love the Olympic Games, and many of my favourite childhood memories are of sport, and in particular the Olympic Games. You can try and age me now. Getting up in the middle of the night, 1988, to watch England-Germany hockey final. Linford Christie's gold medals. Sebco, Steve Cram contests. Anyone with me? Zola Budd, shoeless running. Daley Thompson's backflip. But my most poignant memory was Derek Redmond when he limped his way around the 400-metre final at the Barcelona Olympics, having torn his hamstring, being supported by his father, determined to finish his race. And if you haven't seen it, it's worth Googling it. It's brilliant. Now, there is so much that we can learn from these amazing athletes. Now, many of those people that we saw in that clip will have had their eyes firmly fixed on Rio for the last 4 years, focusing their training, their diet, their lifestyles, and their family life to be able to perform to the optimum in their one event. So, over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be being inspired by these athletes, and we're going to look at four different sports and see what they have to teach us as Christians. So Jonathan has very kindly given me the sport of archery. So I'm drawing on my, you know, vast knowledge. In fact, I've got a picture here to show you. It's going to come up. This is a picture of my brother, I think probably back in 1988, maybe 1990. And this is the last time I held a bow and arrow, and I was probably so bad that I didn't even make the family album, so... So I have to show my brother. So instead of like my own knowledge, I've been having to Google. And Google reliably says that there are 10 steps to firing the perfect arrow. So they obviously, you know, don't know anything about the Church of England. So I've had to reduce it to actually just one. So apologies for that. And we're going to look at the aim, to aim. And I've got one more short clip for you. Quote, an archer cannot hit the bullseye if he doesn't know where his target is. An archer cannot hit the bullseye if he doesn't know where his target is. And we see from these clips the concentration each archer had on the target. He had fixed his sights on the bullseye, and he didn't remove them at any point, even after the arrow had been shot. He knew exactly what he was aiming for and where he wanted to end up. And so it should be with us. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:2 to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. To fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Now, this is the Jesus that came to earth as a baby, who left his heavenly home to live and love amongst the poor, the sick, the greedy, people like you and like me. He taught us how to love each other and to live in a radically different way. He was prepared to go to the cross for us, so that we could be forgiven. Now, this is who we should be fixing our eyes on. But what does this look like in practice? What would our lives look like if we trained ourselves to fix our eyes on this man, Jesus? Well, I think for a start, we would be people who read the Gospels regularly, people who wanted to find out more about him, to get to know him more and more each day and each year of our lives. Now, the verse goes on to say that for the joy set before him, that's Jesus, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I think that verse shows us that we must be a people who keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, both in the good times and in the tough times of life. Now, there are many Christian disciplines that help us to do this. Going to church, attending a small group, Saturday theology, reading our Bibles regularly, trying to read a gospel in one sitting so that we really get the story of Jesus' life. Maybe reading biographies of other Christians that encourage us. Meeting to talk or to pray with other Christians. Worshipping Jesus, both corporately here in church but on our own at home. Or listening to podcasts and sermons on the internet. All of these things help us to keep ourselves fixed on Jesus. But so often, I find myself distracted. I sit down to read the Bible, and thoughts about the day, things I have to do, creative ideas or unfinished arguments pop into my head, or I get out my phone and I look at Facebook. Now, the image of the archer has really helped me this week, as I've been preparing this talk, to stay focused, to keep my eyes fixed. Now, how ridiculous would it be if in those shots in the Olympic final, the archers stopped to answer the phone or to wave to his mum? They just didn't, did they? They just stayed fixed. And it's also made me think about how there are so many distractions of life that take my gaze away from Jesus. Those distractions would be different for each one of us. For me, it may be worrying about my family or coveting nice things. For others, it may be work, money, drugs, sex, friendships. The list goes on. But could we learn from the archer? Could we try and be better at keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus? The verse... I was going to say, have you ever met someone who does this well? Now, when I thought about this, a few people sprung to mind. People who seem to have the fruit of the Spirit dripping from them. People who are wonderful to be around, to sit with and talk to. People who challenge you, but not before they've challenged themselves. And the exciting thing about this is it could be each one of us. The verse tells us that Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. Now, it suggests to me that this getting to know Jesus and fixing our eyes on him could enable a reauthoring of our own lives. It could radically change the path we're heading on and allow for new possibilities and a life free of the many trappings of this world, what the Bible calls life to the full. And we know that as we spend time with Jesus, we become more like him. We too could be ripe with the fruit of the Spirit rather than the fruit of the world. And that excites me. What I've also learned from my internet research is that this skill doesn't just come naturally, although there is some natural skill, but it's something these athletes have practiced over and over and over and over again. They have trained their bodies to be able to go through the motions perfectly each time. Now, there's quite a lot written in sport about muscle memory, the idea that we have a memory system for storing the movements of our bodies. And with this in mind, athletes have come up with the idea of perfect practice. Always trying to practice the movements perfectly rather than hastily or with poor control. So 10 minutes of perfect practice is much better than a whole hour of poorly executed practice. And this means that when the pressure is on, when the big stage arrives, that Olympic final, the body knows what to do. It can go through the motions without really having to think about what it's doing. Again, I think there is something we can learn from, making sure that we are practicing those Christian disciplines regularly, yes, but well. Not just ticking them off a list, but trying to practice each one as well as we can. And again, I was wondering what it would look like if we trained our bodies in the same way as these archers. What would our Christian lives look like if we practiced these disciplines well every time? Would not a Christ-like character be memorized into our very being? So that we learn to almost automatically react more and more like Christ every day. So that when the difficult situations arrive, the challenges at work, the temptations of life, our bodies react automatically because we've trained them to be like Christ. A small example of this happened last weekend. I went to Dulwich Park Boating Lake with my family and another family who were staying with us. And my daughter had turned three, my oldest daughter had turned three like 2 days before. And when the friend went to hire the boats, she mistakenly said we had two under threes, which meant that we paid less. Anyway, and I heard exactly what she said, but I didn't immediately react. I knew it wasn't true and we weren't paying the right amount, but I paused, I hesitated. Now, thankfully, my husband heard exactly the same conversation, and without even thinking, he quickly corrected the mistake, just really quickly corrected it. And it made me realize that this is so much more automatic for him. He has fixed his eyes on Jesus, on Christ, and he knows that truthfulness is more important than saving a few quid. So, having started out thinking in my rather sports snobbish way that archery maybe shouldn't even be in the Olympics, I've come around to thinking that they have quite a lot to teach us as we try and walk our Christian life. And I'll be trying and remembering the gaze of those archers as they fix their eyes on the bullseye when I'm being too hastily distracted in my Christian walk. And I will be reminding myself of the importance of perfect practice as I try to become more and more like Christ every day. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you so much that we can learn from sport and from these people that have trained their lives to do these things so well. And I pray that we would be a people that would want to train to do our Christian walk, our Christian life better and better each day. Lord, would this week and in the months ahead, would we know what it feels like to fix our eyes on you? Lord, would you transcend every area and aspect of our life? And Lord, would you help us not to just go through the motions, but to remember to practice perfectly these disciplines so that we can become more and more like you and our bodies just display a Christ-like character without thinking. Amen.